A resolution to opt out of covering part-time elected officials in the loggers program. There's what we did back in the 24th of May 2012. I think we need a resolution.
Kind of on discussion, if I may.
All right. We can have some discussion.
Do I need to make the motion to have discussion? Or? This was adopted by the County Commission in 2012 for one employee, one elected official, which is we're employees. And the elected official now for fulfilling that job does not want to opt out of the loggers program.
Do you have the
language?
Make a motion to withdraw from the resolution made to opt out of covering a part-time elected official in the loggers program that was made on May 24, 2012, and it would sunset today.
Second with more discussion?
We have a second with more discussion.
On the sunset effective today, does that just clean it up to where, what about anything prior? Because didn't we do a... Is that what was decided upon by him? And
well, I wondered about that, but that's what our attorney said to say. So all right. Nikki called the attorney this morning, as we said.
Okay. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
He's second for discussion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Kirby Building Systems, Transfer Station and Maintenance Building. I have a letter dated July 30th from our attorney. Kirby Building Systems, Transfer Station and Maintenance Building, warranty certificates. And he's reviewed four warranty certificates from the Kirby Building Systems for Transfer Station and Maintenance Building. One's a one-year building warranty. This warranty is provided against failure caused by faulty or substandard materials or accessories for a period of 1 year. And then there's a second 25-year silicone polyester liner panel only. This warranty certifies the liner panels are warranted for a period of 25 years against chipping, peeling, blistering, or excessive fading and chopping. There's one for weather tightness, 11.3. This warranty certifies the workmanship of the roof system for a period of 20 years and includes an agreement to repair or stop any roof leaks in the building arising out of or caused by ordinary wear and tear under normal weather and atmospheric conditions. This warranty applies only to the repair of leaks attributed to defects in the roofing, weathering, membrane.
Are we just entering that warranty into records by the building for the transfer station maintenance, or is there something that has to be signed?
And then
I'll look at it here in a second. There's a signature page, it looks like. Devin, you want to come up and talk about these?
Just the warranty on the buildings that we just got put up.
Are you, I know that they're going to fire up the heating system to make sure it works. I mean,
they already did all that.
They've already done all that.
Everything's been tested.
Everything's been tested, yes. And you agree
yes.
to this?
I had them fix quite a few items first, but now I agree to it.
Okay.
The Kirby representative came down and he got up on the roof, ladders, inspected everything, and it's up to their standards.
Okay, now Base Construction is who did the actual building. Then Kirby is the manufacturer of the steel building? Okay.
Yeah.
Is
So the manufacturer of the buildings is who's doing the warranty then?
Yes. I had to meet their standards before they issued that paper.
So then they want to make sure it was done properly by Base before they'll issue the warranty.
Actually make Base redo some.
That's what I mean. They want to make sure that, okay. That's a good question, though, Sheila. Do we just approve and enter into the record? Because there is signature pages as the original owner. Move to approve and enter into the record and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign as original owner on behalf of the county. The 4 warranty certificates from Kirby Building Systems for the transfer station and maintenance building.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You notice how I said on behalf of the county? So, Mike, you don't own those.
Ah, yeah.
You thought you did, didn't you?
Resolution authorizing Carrie Danis and Lowe authority to represent Taney County, Missouri in a civil action for damages against pharmaceutical manufacturers and distributors relating to prescription opioids and declaring that the unlawful distribution of prescription controlled substances has created a public nuisance and a serious public health and safety crisis for the citizens of Taney County. Number 18-070.
Mm-hmm. Is this something you guys want to do? I know Travis sent us a letter saying that I think the only downside is if we were to ever want to go after just a different one.
No. This is one we already agreed to.
This is the resolution authorizing?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
What's the other one that he just...
It's on pale.
That's right.
This is one that originally Travis looked and he added to the fact that it would never affect any of our local...
Right. Farms. We wanted to make sure that they were good.
Yeah.
Move to approve the resolution authorizing Carrie Danis and Lowe Authority to represent Taney County, Missouri in a civil action for damages against pharmaceutical manufacturers and distributors relating to prescription opioids and declaring that the unlawful distribution of prescription controlled substances has created a public nuisance and a serious public health and safety crisis for the citizens of Taney County.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'm assuming that they created that title to...
Do we also need the authority to represent?
I think Nikki said that, because I asked about that being separate, and the way I thought I understood it was that we then had to vote on that Carrie Danison will have the authority. We adopt the resolution, then we have to give them the authority to act on our behalf.
Yep. Do you guys want me to read the...
Could we just use a file number?
Yeah, we can. But do you want me to read the resolution or no?
I didn't hear you.
Would you like for me to read the resolution or no? It's a longer resolution.
Entirely up to you.
It'll be a part of the record, so... Just a couple pages of whereases. Move to approve the authority to represent. Find between Taney County and Carrie Danis and Lowe.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for HVAC services, judicial center, and jail facilities, EPM/CTC software, number 18-099M.
Move to approve the agreement by between Taney County and Temperature Control Company for HVAC services.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Brileyville helipad update.
Come on. The other day, there was a medical call over in Brileyville. There was some confusion about it. The pilot was instructed to land at the school. I met with the main helicopter guy that approves landing pads throughout several counties. So during that time, he dispatched a helicopter to come over there and land to make sure there was no issues. He landed there, and we were probably 50 feet away from it. There was no debris, no nothing that flying around. Only thing was a water bottle out of the ditch line. So we proved to one of the board members that it would work, because there had been discussion that would never work. And with the main helicopter guy brought up that he thinks it would be good for the county to have like a community awareness day. They could bring a helicopter in as long as there wasn't a call, land it and let the community come there, see everything, give input, and be aware that that's what that's for and not just a building pad or whatever. The utility companies came in and put the round orange reflective balls around all the power lines. And the helicopter people are going to be putting a wind sock up on top of our salt building, because the pad's kind of down in the draw where the air would be different. But I just wanted to see if you all would be interested in that. We could, working with him, invite Taney County Ambulance and Cox Health on their helicopters so they would be aware of it. We took a reading of it, and everybody should have the coordinates as to where it's located.
Am I wrong to assume that Taney County Ambulance would have already been alerted that that is where they should land?
They had been alerted.
So but when you call in, where does it go to?
If I
call
whomever that night, whether it was the fire department or the ambulance, told the pilot to go to the school.
Yeah.
Which will work at times, but there's going to be more times than not. The parking lot's going to be occupied, and it won't work.
But when you call in with a 911 emergency, and that call goes, where it goes to that person, is that not who tells them then where to?
From what I gathered from the helicopter people, it is determined by the paramedics.
Oh.
That a first responder can't make that. But also, Mercy stated that you could call them and they will come to it, and if not needed, they won't charge for the call.
By the paramedic that's on the side.
Mm-hmm. Which takes X amount of time to get there. He decides they need it, then X amount of time for that.
Well, regardless, I see you're asking, as far as who actually makes the call, who needs to be, you're talking about public awareness of it. Is it something that we need to be a part of with TCAD and possibly Western Fire, or is it Central out there?
Yeah, rather than.
Anyways, have a group effort to kind of
have some sort of awareness out there. They can see what's going on.
I think it needs to be organized through TCAD, though.
Well, through the helicopter people. They're contacted.
The helicopter people aren't going to be showing up, though, unless they're called by, you said, the first responder can't do it. It'd have to be.
That's what I was told the other day.
And you said
it has to be like TCAD.
So, I say there's no other service in the county, is there, that can.
But my point of it, just make people aware that it is built for them, for
right.
A helicopter pad.